Good evening. This is Shabshachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. The Election Commission has issued an advisory to Chief Electoral Officers, CEOs of all the states and union territories in view of heat wave. The advisory followed a focused of above normal temperatures by Indian Meteorological Department in the upcoming heat wave, which may result into stronger and longer spells of heat wave, especially during March to June this year. The Commission has shared a copy of do's and don'ts issued by National Disaster Management Authority regarding minimization of heat wave impact. The Commission has asked CEOs to ensure minimum basic facilities, including drinking water and shade at the polling stations. Moreover, the Election Commission has directed that every polling party should be supplied with oral rehydration salts, waters for their own use as well as for any voter needing it due to heat stroke. There should be preferably be a permanent arrangement of a tap facility for drinking water. The filing of nominations for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections ended today. The elections will be held in 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states and 4 union territories in the first phase on April 19th. The notification for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections will be issued tomorrow. Election will be held in 89 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories in this phase, 20 seats of Kerala, 14 seats of Karnataka, 13 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats each of Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in the second phase. Nominations can be filed till 4th April. Voting for this phase will be held on 26th April. The scrutiny of nominations across all states and union territories will be done on 5th of April, except for Jammu and Kashmir. In Jammu and Kashmir, the scrutiny will be held on 6th April. For the three assembly constituencies of Papumpada district, nominations were filed yesterday for the ensuing assembly polls. The candidates who filed papers are Techi Kaso of BJP, Tai Tadap of NPP for Itanagar Assembly Constituency, Tana Halitara of BJP and Nabam Vivek of PPA, and Nabam Tado of INC for Doimukh SC, and Ratu Techi of BJP for Sagali SC. The General Observer and Police Observer for the simultaneous elections to the Lok Sabha and Arunachal Legislative Assembly for Papumpara District, Amit Dhaka and Om Prakash Tripathi, respectively, reviewed the election preparedness with the SPs and election nodal officers of the district at the DC Conference Hall, UPI, today. All the officers assigned election duties were asked to work collaboratively to ensure free and fair elections. Terming Itanagar as the focal point for entry of freebies to lure the voters, the General Observer called for intensive checking by the flying squads and static surveillance teams. He also took stock of the voter registration updates, manpower and EVM randomization process, and called for absolute care to avoid any procedural lapses. Meanwhile, a total of 41,74,000 rupees in cash in addition to IMFL, arms and other items have been seized by the enforcement agencies of Papumpara district since the implementation of the Model Code of Conduct. District Election Officer G.K.N. Bomjan has urged holders of the arms license says to deposit their licenses at the nearest police station by the end of this week, adding that failing to do so will lead to cancellation of the same. Indian Institute of Technology, Guwahati, successfully transferred a pioneering vaccine technology to BioMed Private Limited, a leading manufacturing company specializing in high-quality vaccines. This technology entails a recombinant vector vaccine designed specifically for combating the classical swine fever virus in pigs and wild boars, filling a significant gap in India's vaccine landscape. And now the weather forecast. According to the Met Center, there will be generally cloudy sky with a few spells of rain or thunder showers in and around Itanagar and surrounding areas during the next 24 hours. The maximum temperature recorded today was 26 degrees Celsius and a minimum of 16.5 degrees Celsius. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.